Sorry about that. I waffled on for more than 10 minutes. Where was I? I was saying that the Sky Plus app does seem to have some possibilities. Whether or not me not being signed in makes a difference to the accessibility, I don't know. It could. But at least from what I saw of it, it looks like it's got a bit of a way to go. Apparently you can also control some of the Sky Plus, or at least certain Sky Plus machines' functionalities, like playback and stuff like that, through the app on there as well. So that also has some possibilities. But I'm not aware of being able to turn on and off the audio description from the app. I'd be interested to know if anyone can shed any light on that. So, that's the first issue. The second issue is, as I say, being able to find the materials. Now, I wasn't able to find through either the FreeSat or the Sky apps any way to narrow the listing. I may have missed something. There may be a control for that. Maybe there is a control that's not accessible. I don't know. I'm not 100% sure if it's possible to do searches like that on the website of freesat.co.uk. I need to double check. I want to have a look. You can do it on Sky. Sky have a page at accessible.sky.com. And I don't know how many people know about this, because I didn't. And Claire didn't know about it either. And that's where I found out about the Sky Go and other bits and pieces. And you can bring up a listing there of programs that just programs with audio description, which I think is really, really cool, and I would like to see that kind of thing rolled out wider. So that's pretty cool. They also have instructions for turning on audio description, on and off audio description, and whilst it's a little bit involved on some receivers, they do give you some shortcuts, like being able to press numbers to get certain items. And on some receivers, it does look like it's reasonably straightforward, but to be able to do it with absolute certainty, you need to be able to see, which seems a little stupid to me. I think you should be able to do something like, you know, press the red button four times quickly or something like that, turn it on and off, or something simple like that. Or actually really do, you know, go the whole way and make talking receiver. I think it's kind of nuts, and just sidetracking for a minute, that there's only one talking free receiver in the UK, and there's two in Australia. And Australia has such a tiny population, like it's got like a third of the UK's population. And anyway, but that's just my thought. So, that's about where my investigations have led me. For anyone who doesn't know, and you may not know, you can configure your Sky receiver to, obviously, to play the descriptions if they're there. There is also a way, apparently, of turning on the descriptions temporarily, and I haven't really looked at that. But it would be a useful thing to know about if you're with someone else. You can also set it up so that if you scroll to a channel that has an audio described program on it, it will beep before start playing the audio, so you automatically know it's audio described. Though I will warn you that if you come in the ad break that's after a program that was audio described is finished, it will still beep until the next program begins, so that can be a bit misleading. You tune into something and you discover that it's actually not described after all. So that's about the sum total of my investigations. There is, of course, also the Panasonic TVs, which I'd be interested to know if anyone's had a look at. I am very tempted to buy one when we move here. I understand that they're relatively quite expensive, but I'm completely out of the loop in terms of television prices these days and features versus cost. But it does sound like a good thing to have. And there is a range of sets, I believe, that they, that the voice guidance feature, I think it's called, is included in. So it would be interesting to know, hear from anyone else who's had a play with any of these. They were available just in the UK and Ireland. I believe they're available more widely now. And in like I saw talk about them being available in Australia, or going to be at least. So that's all very exciting. So, that's about it, really. That's the sum total of my investigations, and I've done quite a bit of Googling on the subject, but often these things, you know, we have this siloed knowledge, you know, we often have problems where information is not readily available. Maybe it was, how do you guys find your audio discovery programs? Are there other sources that you use, third-party sources? How are they for staying up to date? I would think at least if you can get your program information from FreeSat or from Sky, then it ought to be up to date. Anyway. That's basically what I've managed to find out. As I say, any information that you care to provide. Also, any anecdotal information about using the systems. The purist in me likes the idea of using FreeSat because it's an open specification, and once you've got your equipment, you're set, you know, and it's all that kind of stuff. But there's two reasons that I might not do that. One is if it presents any particular accessibility challenges to use, and the other is if there's anything one would really want on Sky or any other paid content provider that's not on any of the free offerings, and I'm particularly thinking described content here, but anyway. So yeah, any comments or anything about that kind of stuff would be great. I should have posted this to VIP Advisor. Jeez, I'm stupid. Oh well, maybe I'll send another one up there. Okay, talk to you good folks again soon. Bye bye.